This bonus episode was recorded during the Free League Online Showcase, and that is why the audio quality is not really up to Sweden Roll's normal standards. And we also reference a few maps and stuff like that. So if you really want video with this episode, you can check this episode out. It's called The Prisoner, and it's available on the Free League YouTube channel. So let's get on with the show.
All right, guys. So, I basically introduced myself earlier. So do you guys want to introduce yourselves and the characters that you're going to be playing?
Yeah, sure.
Should we start with Ingela?
Oh, ladies
who
first.
Who is playing a new character, because
I am.
You haven't played Forbidden Lands before. It's your first time playing Forbidden Lands.
No, so I'm Ingela Lund, and I'm an actor from Stockholm, Sweden. And I am quite new to the group, so I've done... this is my first time doing Forbidden Lands, which I know Jakob and Dominic have done for ages and are absolute experts at. So I'm going to be playing a character called Serenella. She's a halfling, and she's quite young. There she is. She's quite shy. You know, she peers from under her helmet, and she finds it quite hard to look people in the eye. She's young. She's 18. And she has some fierce talents. She's very good with the blade. She has a lot of practice with the blade. And she has run away from her stifling burrow to search for new things on the horizon. She's a bit awkward.
No more tea and scones for her.
La-di-da, nice flower pots and vague smiles. So she's...
Great. Thank you, Ingela.
Yeah.
And... thank you. And then we have Dominic playing our goblin rogue, Nissel.
Indeed. I'm a performance storyteller, and I've been involved in a group since the beginning, which is fantastic fun. So I play Nissel, the goblin. He started off as a rogue, but his character has changed as time's gone on. And he's somehow or other ended up as a bit of a go-between, trying to kind of pour oil on troubled waters at times, which is a bit odd. However, he is pretty handy with a bow.
Oh, for sure, he is. And last but certainly not least, we have Jakob Hultkrantz Hansson playing Oddvir.
Yeah, Oddvir, he's a human druid and a very slender, thin guy who has a really soft heart, kind of sad-looking figure. He's a lovely character. I really love to play him. And as a person, I'm an actor as well. I work at the theater, mainly theater. I do some movies sometimes and some television as well. So it's going to be fun to do this. Mm. To be back in the Forbidden Lands set.
Yeah. And Oddvir has a bird.
Tell us about the
yeah.
bird.
He has a bird. Well, he has a hawk called Ilyana, and he can talk to the bird as well. And the joke that Andreas is making now is one of the first time I haven't played role-playing games very much at all, and so when we started this up, after a while I just realized, wait a minute, I've got a bird. So in one of the first episodes I was shouting out to everybody, listen, I got a bird. So that's
yeah. I think it was maybe like five episodes into the first season, and he just says, I need to say something. I have a bird.
Yeah, that's, you have to read your sheets, don't you?
Yeah. Great fun. Yeah.
You read your sheets, yeah.
Read your shit. Yes. Okay, so are we ready to start the adventure?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Fans of the show will know what I'm referring to. All right. We're going to play a scenario called The Prisoner. The ice cleaver breaks the waves of Anger Bay. And as the clouds that have been denying you sunlight for the past week part, and you feel once again the sunlight touching your face. This is the first time you haven't been freezing since you left Ravenland and headed north for the Bitterreach. A lot happened during that journey. You see Trumelia, the captain, standing at the prow of the ship, putting something away in a belt pouch, then letting out a sigh and turning back and walking down below deck. With you is also Alira, who has been unusually quiet during the journey south, but as that is something you all feel is rather relieving, you don't ask her too many questions about it. You also have Raph, the wolfkin that you met and befriended up in the Bitterreach. He also has been brooding these past few days. None-so-pleasant memories of events down in Ravenland seem to plague him. You also have Hakkar, the herbalist. He's also with you. And he says that he will travel with you southwest for a few days, but then he must be heading home again. And, of course, we must not forget Grelf, the fox. The next day, you see the shoreline on the horizon, and actually, as you get closer, Odvir, you see that this looks like Stoneshore, your home village. But it has grown from a little fishing village into a coastal town. Trumelia comes out on deck and shouts at the crew, "All hands on deck! We've arrived at Stoneshore! Get going, you landlubbers!" Jacob, since it's your home village, would you like to describe how Stoneshore look? I sent you a picture, and maybe Doug, we can get the map up as well. And Jacob, you can describe your home village as it looks now.
So it's grown a lot bigger since I used to live here. As I look at it from the water, coming in from the water, going towards the land, I feel my eyes tearing up. It feels like it was so long ago too, that I have looked at this village. And although it has grown, I recognize everything with it, where I used to play when I was a kid. So we have the mountains to the north, old mountains, rocky mountains, with quite a lot of steep and dangerous paths to climb on. And you have the rocks and the mountains continuing to the south. Everything is kind of it's well built. Big logs. All the houses are built in wood, log houses. We have a big dock, and you have that indispensable smell of seaweed. And as we come through this, the deep waters, going towards the narrow
bay,
the narrow sund, where sund?
Yeah, like a bay, like a small bay, maybe.
Yeah.
Straight.
Straight. Yeah. Is sund. Yeah.
The straight. I look toward the island up to the north, and I see that there's a fortress built on the island that it's not used to be there. It's something new, and But everything else is kind of, as I recognize it from my childhood days, and the logs are in red and in brown, and some of the houses are a bit grey, and you have two gates in the palisade, one to the northwest and one to the southwest. Yeah.
Hmm. That's Stone's Shore, as you see it. You and Dominic, as Nissel and Odvir with their companions, are approaching. But Ingela, your character doesn't come into play for a little while just yet. So, is there some kind of preparation you want to do before you reach the shore, Dominic and Jacob?
Well, Nissel goes around and makes sure that he's got everything safely stowed away in his baggage and hefts his pack up onto his shoulders, checks he's got all his weapons, nothing's been left behind, and then he looks across the waves to what's awaiting them.
Mm-hmm.
And Odvir also gather his things and preparing to getting off the boat in this quite long journey that we have had.
Indeed, and there's one thing that I almost forgot. For those of you who have listened to Sweden Rolls before, you know that we ended season 3, the last season, with quite some drama, and where Jacob was for once, I was lenient for once, and I let you skip a magic mishap, and I said that will be the first thing that we do next time we play Forbidden Lands.
So Jacob, I don't remember that at all.
So now is the time for that roll, Jacob. So do you have a d20 around, or do you want me to roll for you?
No, I have one.
Okay, I'd like you to roll a d20, because we have 20 magic mishaps from our patrons and fans that we have created a magic mishap list with.
No, this wasn't a d20, actually.
Right?
It was a d10, so...
Should I do it?
Yeah, you have two.
Yeah. 16. Let's see how... So much fun this is. All right.
Oh.
Okay, then that doesn't work. You're on a ship. That doesn't work. Sorry. I have to do that again. 14. Oh, we had this one before. Magic is my drug. You become addicted to magic use for 1d6 days. You must cast a spell every quarter day or suffer 1 damage to wits.
Yep.
This also means that if you sleep for a quarter day, you wake up with an automatic 1 point of damage to wits. So let's make that roll right away, Jacob. See how many days this will affect you.
3
days. Okay. I have a hard time seeing that this scenario will span more than 3 days. So that will be for the whole scenario, probably. Okay, so you have to use magic once every quarter day. Great. And you feel this urge, this need right away as you approach. Do you want to cast some kind of spell right away, or do you want to wait?
I want to wait.
Okay, great. Oh, yes. And since we don't have Matthias and Annelie here, they will stay on deck because they've been put in quarantine because they are very, very sick with some kind of weird stomach flu. No details, but that's just so you know it. They are totally incapacitated. Hmm? Okay, so Hakkar and Grelf goes with you as you disembark the Ice Cleaver, and you land in the village of Stoneshore. And you see right away, because you see from the dock where you landed, you have a view over the town square. It's not really a town square, but because it's kind of small. But you see there's been built a statue.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that statue before. And you see by the statue, someone has built some kind of... Ställning, what's that called in English? Someone has built like a contraption of poles, and from the top there hangs a steel cage, and in that steel cage is a halfling, a very young halfling. And Dominic, this is the first halfling you've seen since you've left the Shroud, I would say.
Yes, that's right.
I don't think they leave that often, so this could... I'll leave it up to you if this is the first time you meet a halfling since you left the Shroud or not. Is it?
It is.
Okay.
It is, in fact. Yes.
Great. And you also notice, because you don't have to make a roll for this, it's very obvious that the townsfolk are subdued in some way. They bow their heads down low and they rush to wherever they're going, and there's a lot less people about in the streets than there should be this time of day, because you come there at about midday.
And are there any guards by this cage dangling there?
You may make a perception roll. No, it's not called perception here, it's scouting.
Okay, first roll of the scenario.
First roll of the scenario. Mm-hmm. And you're quite good at that, aren't you, Dominic? You have often been the scout of the party, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Not bad. I'm not sure I am, actually. I think Odwyr is actually better.
Ah, okay. However, all right.
Yeah.
Well, you called for it.
Stealthy,
so,
I am, but yeah, here we go.
Oh, you will lead in the way. You will lead in the way, perhaps, an Odvir was scout. I don't know.
That wasn't a single success.
All right. Do you want to push it?
Can I help him?
Yeah, before he rolls, you can.
Our strict GM.
Yeah.
Go on, I'll push it.
You're pushing it, okay.
I'll push it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you need willpower points.
No successes and one failure.
On the attribute die?
On the attribute die.
Oh, okay, so that's one damage.
I'm afraid
that's one damage
so.
To wits, right?
It is indeed.
Hmm?
So early on as well. Now
yep.
I feel reckless.
Yep, you're less witty. Okay, so what happens is that you disembark the ship and you look around yourselves, and Odvir, you're probably distracted by all this, by seeing everyone so low and so afraid, to be frank. And you start to wonder in your head, like, what could this be? So you're a bit distracted, and Dominic, you're probably so amazed at the sight of this captured halfling that you don't have eyes for anything else. So you basically just go up to the town square, and you see from around the corner, you more or less bump into two Rust brothers. This is evident from their armor and from the symbols on their clothing, and also the fact that one of them is clearly a Misgrown. It's a monstrosity of a person. It's a man that has a rhinoceros horn, and he doesn't have hands. He has hooves instead, and they all have armor, and you bump into each other. And he says, this is a large Miskron says, "What where you going?"
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. Let's go, shall we?
Piss off!
That'd be best.
Yeah, best for you.
What has happened? This is something new. They have never been to this village before, as I know of.
Bloody hell, Odwin. Ross Brothers. And that halfling. The halfling there.
Yeah, dangling in that cage.
What's going on? Place, Odwin, you know this place, right?
Yes. Nobody should do that. I mean, it has to do with those Rust Brothers.
Bloody Rust Brothers. First thing we set eyes on, well, apart from the halfling, when we get off the boat. Yes. What are we going to do?
I don't know. We need to talk to somebody. Let's see if we can find the way to the old inn. I have a friend there. I would like to I think that Odwyr leads the way to to the inn where he used to work.
Yeah, the inn is right by. It's the tallest building in the. It's actually been added to. There's another warning.
Level?
Another floor.
Yeah, it's another floor extension at the top. So now it's a three-story building. And it's actually the one just south of the town square and the statue. So you can just go in there. And you look over your shoulder and you see those two Rust Brothers aren't alone. You see another pair patrolling over further eastwards.
The building that they were guarding, what was that?
Oh, they weren't guarding. They seemed to be out on patrol.
Oh, uh-huh, okay. Yeah.
Mm. Mm. So you basically rounded a corner, and they did also, and you just bumped into each other?
So we've seen four Rust Brothers so far patrolling the streets of Maya.
Both patrols had one Miskron and one ordinary soldier.
This is not good, Nissel. This is not good.
You're bloody telling me. It's a good job you know people around here. We can find out what the bloody hell's going on.
Yes. And let's go inside the inn and talk to Barak.
You enter the inn, the Flying Fish. And in there, the inn is quite empty, even though it's midday. And or maybe because it's midday, I should perhaps say, people are busy. They don't have weekends in the Forbidden Lands like we do. And so Barak is standing behind the counter, and he seems to be busy, like in a ledger or something, doing some calculations or something. And Barak is a big man, strong, long dark hair. He has a worn leather apron on him. His hair has grown thinner since you saw him last, and perhaps a bit grey around the temples.
So I approach him and say, Barak.
He looks up.
It's so nice to see you again.
What? Well, I'll be Odvir. You're back, lad.
Yes, I am. We just arrived. This is my friend, Nissel.
A goblin?
Right.
Oh, well, any friend of Odvir's is a friend of mine.
Glad to hear it, like.
And he looks over your shoulder towards Hakkar and Grelf. And are these also your friends?
Yes, they are. I know it's an old company, but yes, they are friends.
Okay, well, you're welcome as well, of course. And Hakkar says, oh, thank you. I'm a herbalist. If I can be of any assistance, just let me know. And the fox just goes into a corner and curls up.
So, Barak, it was such a long time. What has happened to this village? I see a lot of new houses, but I also see people that is... that I never thought would be coming to this part of the land.
Oh, you mean the Ross brothers?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, no. Well, of course, we've heard tales of them, and they used to come now and again back in the days before the mist lifted, but so seldom that we never even bothered about it. But this time they were looking for that halfling. Did you see the halfling out there in the cage?
Oh, we certainly did.
Yeah, she arrived just a day before they did, and they were obviously searching for her. And now they seems to be, but I get the feeling that she's not the only reason they're here. Seem to be looking for something. They seem to be bent on there being something in, because they've taken over Midger's house. Do you remember Midger?
Yes.
Yeah, the one with the house just by the in the northern edge of the village by the slopes of the hills.
Yes.
You remember that there's a house, the northernmost house in the village, which is basically built on the slopes of the hills that come down, and that's Midger's house, and middle-aged fisherman.
Yes. Hmm? So what about him? What about the?
Well, they've taken over his home and run him out on the street. Of course, I put him up in the room in the inn, of course,
they're
but...
Taken his home?
Aye, yeah.
Where does he live now, then?
Yeah, I put him up in the inn here. I gave him a room in the inn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, we have to look out for each other, right? Us who have lived here for generations, since before the blood mist, you know.
Yes, of course. So for how long have the Rust brothers been here?
Oh, they've only been here. They came yesterday.
Okay.
Excuse me, I know we've only just met and all, but how many of them are there? Do you know?
It's hard to tell, but I'd say maybe a dozen.
That's a lot of Rust brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, of course, a force like that, we can't deny them access to the village. We can't throw them out.
How many people live here, like?
Well, he looks a bit proud, and he looks at Oddvar and he says, "Well, you know, Oddvar, when you lived here, we were only maybe 60 people, but now we've grown to the double. There's almost 150 people here now."
Yeah, there's a lot of new houses.
Hmm.
So when it comes to Rust Brothers, then that will be at least 10 to 1, wouldn't it? Like, but anyway, what about this halfling? Is there anything you know about her? I can't stop thinking about her, stuck up there in that cage and all.
Yeah, I don't know. She seems to be some kind of adventurer. You know, we've had quite a lot of these passing through, and especially since Tremelia started coming with her ship here up to the Bitter North, or what it's called. And, you know, a lot of adventurers pass by here now. That's what she told me. She was looking for adventure, for treasures, for monsters to slay and all that. Can't see how she could pull that off, but she seems very timid and very small and very weak.
the smaller of us, you know, we're not always quite as weak as we look. In fact,
I mean, present company excluded, of course.
Barak.
Do you need a room, Oddvar? Do you need me to put you up?
Yeah, that might be good, actually. If you could spare one, that would be good.
Yes,
we
of course.
Share,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yes, you can have room number 5.
Thank you so much. Barak, the island, what was that building? What's with that new, it looked like a fortress or something.
Oh, that's the new mayor there, Ogdar. Do you remember Ogdar, a peddler who used to come here from time to time, even though there were the blood mist, was still around?
Hmm.
Do you remember? Maybe you were too young.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
Hmm. Yeah.
But he's the new mayor since...
Yeah.
For how long?
Yeah, he's basically responsible for bringing all the newcomers and all that. Without him spreading tales of Stone's Shore and he settled here about 2 years ago, I would say. And he was the one who suggested that the village had grown so large that we should have a mayor. And there was an election and the village chose him out of gratitude or maybe because he's extremely shrewd, you know. Bright mind mm-hmm. indeed.
Is he a good man?
He's quite good. Yeah, I would say he can be harsh but fair. Always fair. Yeah. And from what I gather, hasn't been filling his pockets all that much. You know, from the town's earnings. But he did insist, though, that the mayor should live out on the island there to the north, and he built that fort of his.
I understand.
That seems a bit of an odd thing for him to do, like, to my way of thinking.
Yeah, so it did for us, but now, you know, the Rust brothers, they don't go out there.
They don't go there?
No.
Like, nothing to do with him, then?
Well, from what I understood, they went out there, but they came back.
Aye.
And none has pressed them about what happened, but we haven't heard from the mayor since.
Oddway, can we have a little a chat for a minute, like?
Let's check on the room, maybe.
Aye, aye, smash it.
You go up to room number 5, and Hakor and Grell follows.
So look, Oddway and Hakka and Ralph, obviously, but we've got a mission, haven't we, right? To get rid of these bloody Rust brothers.
Yes,
I mean,
we've
had other things to do in the meantime, but we've got a long-term plan, haven't we? And here they bloody well are, right? And like, this is a place you know, and that halfling there, I can't help feeling, I mean, if she's an enemy of theirs and she's a friend of ours, right? Yes. We can't just leave her there hanging. I mean, what's going to happen? She's just going to die, right? Surely. But we're never going to be able to spring her on our own, are we? Is there anybody here you know who might be able to help? Or what do you think we could do? We have to find help.
Yeah, I think so too, because if there's a dozen of them, we can't take them on heads on. We need more people. And with Alir and Rolf being sick and all, it's really dangerous.
I mean, they might be a bit of use, like, they could maybe go and infect all the Rust brothers. However, you know, without that, what are we going to do then? Is there anybody you know who might be able to help? Can we trust this innkeeper, like? Do you think he might have any ideas?
We can trust him. He's a good man.
Right. And what about this? What about this person whose house they've nicked? Should we talk to them as well?
I think that would be a good idea to talk to Major as well. Was that his name?
Oh, yes, Midger.
Yeah, Midger.
Well, maybe there's no time like the present.
Yeah. And also, I have some old friends that we can... Some more friends that we could ask, but I really don't know anybody who fights. And maybe also we could check out during the night if that would be an easier opportunity.
Well, that's a possibility, isn't it? The rest of them are drunk or asleep or something. But I have this feeling we're going to need some friends.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm your friend.
Let's talk to Beric again.
Yes. Well, thanks, Grelf. But, you know, I mean, I enjoy your company, Grelf.
Me too, pal.
I really do, yeah. But You don't help a lot in our fights, do you?
Oh, I helped you. I helped you in Windward, didn't I?
Ah, well, fair enough. Fair enough, like. How about these 12 Rust Brothers, though?
What about them?
You help
well,
us
if
with
we're
them?
In, like, a tight spot and we needed a bit of help, Grelf. I mean, we have been friends for a long time now, right? And we're a bit up against it here, aren't we? Two of us and 12 of them. So, what do you say? Do you fancy helping out a bit?
Remember what I told you when we first met?
Remind me.
I'm here for the entertainment, pal.
Aye, but you weren't completely like you say yourself in Windward, so like,
well,
that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Not making any promises.
Because, like, I mean, it would be quite fun with that halfling down. Who knows what she might say or tell us or do?
Yeah, I can't wait for you to spring her out.
It was worth a bloody go. Okay, Odwyr, should we go and see this Midja?
Yes, we do that. So we ask Beric where the room of Midja was, and we go to visit him.
It's two rooms down from you guys. And so Midja opens. It's a middle-aged man, bent back from many hours by the fishing nets. And seems like his spirit is kind of broken.
Hello, Midja. I don't know if you recognize me.
Is that you, Odvir? Is it really you?
Yes.
Oh, you. I thought you were dead.
No, it was a long time, but it's good to be back. But I hear some terrible things are happening. What is this with you have to move out from your own home?
Yeah, the Rust Brothers, they took my house.
They took your house?
Yeah, they were searching for something in the cellar. I don't know. I don't have anything in the cellar except dried fish. And some taters.
Well, the cellar?
Yeah.
Does it go into the mountain?
Well, it's... well, I don't know. Maybe, yeah, kind of.
Wow. So, what did they tell you? They didn't tell you anything?
No, they just told me we might be here for a while. We need a house. You get out. But then they all were like... And especially the leader was like, where's the cellar? Where's the cellar? Where?
Mm-hmm.
I showed him and seemed awfully interested in it.
Odwyn, do you know what that means? What were you saying there about the cellar and the mountain?
No, I just thought that maybe since it's the last house before the mountains, maybe the cellar that you for coldness and maybe you dig into the mountain, maybe you go under the mountain a bit too, and since we know the Rust Brothers, they seem to crawl under every rock there is, so maybe they are looking for something down under the mountain.
Well, you know what I think. I think we need to spring that halfling, because maybe she's got a secret. Maybe she knows something that'll help. And maybe she can help us herself. But,
yes.
How the bloody hell are we going to do that?
Midja. Yeah. Midja.
What?
Do you know if there is... Is there anybody in the village now who is carrying weapons who don't like these Rust Brothers and who could help us out with a problem?
Well, they disarmed the town guards. We actually needed to have some town guards. Four of them, they took shifts. But they disarmed them, took their weapons.
Where are they now?
They're held up in the town hall. Apart from that, no one has weapons. Maybe Ogdar's. Maybe they have some weapons out there. I don't know. You know what, Vir? We never have weapons here.
Oh,
what would we have weapons?
No, I know. It's a peaceful village.
Yeah. But
did you see where they took all the weapons? From the guards?
My house. That's their...
They took it to your house?
Yeah.
There's
their, I don't know, headquarters or whatever you want to call it.
What can you tell us more about your house?
It's a fishing cot, basically.
Is there any more entrances than the main entrance?
Uh-oh. There's a window.
Yeah. Heading towards the water or towards the woods?
The window is out towards... I have a lovely view, Odvir. Haven't you been in my house? No? Maybe not. I have a lovely view of the ocean. But it's not by the shore. It's maybe 50 feet from the shore.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
So, like, these guards, right... Are they likely to help us? I mean, if we try and spring them before we try and spring the Arthling, like, are they going to help? They can't like the Rust Brothers very much, can they? They have to be banged up by him and disarmed by him. But does that mean they're going to fight on our side?
I guess that we have to persuade them, maybe. And I think
we have to get some bloody weapons first.
Yeah. Let's go and see if we can talk to them. If we can come close to them, or how they're being held up. And let's go check it out, shall we?
Aye. Well, it's as good a thing to do as anything else. So we leave the inn, and we head over to the town hall, right? Where they're being kept?
It's just across from the town square, just on the opposite side of the statue and the cage. And as you go out, you see that another pair of Rust Brothers are under the steel cage, and one of the Rust Brothers is a Mistgrown with...
Stop it! Stop it!
Like huge bat wings, almost, and carrying some spears... on the back and carrying a long spear, and it's poking the halfling. You're gonna die tonight. We're gonna have some fun.
Bloody hell.
Listen.
Odwear, did you hear that?
Yeah.
They're going to offer tonight. We gotta get her out of there.
Yes, we have to.
Like, well, I was going to say now, but not right bloody now, because look at that bloody thing. It had made mincemeat of both of us. Right, come on then. So they carry on towards the town hall, and what do they see? Are there guards there? Any Rust Brothers in the way?
No, but the door is closed.
Okay. So Nissa looks around to see whether there are any... windows open or back doors or a jar or anything like that.
First of all, something I forgot, Nissel. I would like, and Odvir, of course, I would like you both to make a reputation roll. And you may add one die, because the Rust Brothers have heard of you, of course. You're highly wanted by them. And so you may add one to your reputation.
Okay.
And I want you to roll your dice.
So I've got 5 in reputation, so I'm going to roll 6, right?
Yep. And the successes?
No successes, no failures.
No successes. Good for you. Jacob, do you get any successes?
Yes, one.
One? Okay.
And one failure.
Okay. That means that the ordinary Rust Brother, who was standing by the misgrown one poking at the halfling, looks at you and you see recognition in his eyes.
I turn around.
And you hear whispering, "Did you see that? Did you see a goblin and a tall, extremely thin human? Aren't those? Oh. Isn't that the what they were called again? They got a name now. The Band of Fours. Is that the?" And the Mishka goes, "What? Ah! What do you do, Dominic?"
Walk quickly around the side of the town hall, out of sight.
Okay,
I follow him.
Hmm. All right. And you hear, you hear you no longer hear the conversation between them. What do you do when you're round the corner?
Well, bloody hell. I mean, this is not what we need. Or, I don't know. I mean, maybe it is right. Like if they think they know us, here, Odwyr, you've got that. You've got that. Dear speed, you do that bloody mad thing where you get the speed of a deer and you can run away. So I mean one possibility, right, is that you draw them off and they all go after you, and then you bugger off at that mad speed and I can try and climb up there and spring that halfling. I mean, it's a pretty desperate plan, but like, what else are we gonna bloody well do?
Yes. But we need backup. We need more people. If they are onto us, then
I agree. But how the bloody hell are we going to get that? What are we going to get all these villagers here to pick up fish and slap these Rust Brothers in the face with them? I mean, they seem. I mean, no offence, Odwyr, but they seem a bit bloody useless.
Do you stand still having this discussion, or do you keep walking?
I think we keep walking.
All right. Do you keep going around the house, or do you go straight after you rounded the corner?
Well, when we get round the corner, what do we see?
Three identical houses to the left. That's marked 4 on the map. Dog, are you around? Can we get the map up, maybe? Oh, great, Doug, what a guy. Okay, so you see there, number 5 there is the statue. Number 6 is the town hall. Number 3 is the inn. So you just rounded the town hall in the northwestern, on the northwestern corner. And number 11 there, up there to the north, is Midger's house. So you're basically, if you want to keep walking, you're going to head up more or less straight towards their headquarters.
Okay.
Let's have a check if we can see if we can get into the city hall, the town hall.
You want to get in the town hall from the back?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yep, there's a back door to that building. It's locked.
Okay.
It's locked.
But don't you have a rogue with you?
Oh, you know what? It just so happens. Right, okay.
Just
so
saying.
Excellent. He's such a kind of... Nissel is such a kind of changed character that it's easy to forget that he started out as a rogue, but he still has the skills, right? So he'll try and very quickly break in.
Do you have any kind of lock-picking tools or something? You wish you did?
Do you know what? At one point, I did. I did have lockpicks.
I have in the back of my head. You've picked locks before, haven't you?
I have.
Okay.
I have. Do you know what? I do, in fact, have lockpicks.
Okay. But if you don't have them on the character sheet, that means that... you only have a few left. Maybe you've dropped some in the bitter reach or something. But you get one bonus, one gear die for sleight of hand.
Okay.
How are you doing there, Ingla?
Sleight of hand, that's agility, right?
Yep.
Yes.
You doing okay, Ingela? Fearing for your life.
Okay, here we go. Two successes.
Okay, you open it quickly and silently, and you're able both to sneak in and close the door behind you. As you do, you hear from the outside,
"Where did they go? What? Did you say they went this way?"
I don't know. They must be somewhere. We have to look for them. And you hear them scuttle off.
Excellent. That was bloody close. So we look around us. What do we see?
You see a corridor leading straight through the building to the other long side of the house. So you see the main entrance at the front of the house. You see that door. And then you see two doors to your left and two doors to your right.
Okay. Nissel goes and tries the doors on the left. So he tries to open the first door on the left.
Hmm? The first door to the left is open, and it seems to be the kitchen.
Okay. He tries the next door on the left.
That one is open.
He opens it.
Do you? You open
it. Do you mean it's unlocked?
No, it's unlocked. It's not locked. You open it, and there are wooden stairs leading down into some kind of basement.
Okay. Here. Odwin. Should we try down here? I mean, yes. if you're going to be locked up anywhere, surely it's going to be down the bloody basement.
I'm right behind you. Just go.
Who's that? You hear from down there?
Okay. I'm going to ready my bow.
Okay. At the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to start going down the stairs.
Okay, so you're readying your bow and you're slowly walking down the stairs. There are approximately 15 to 20 flights of stairs down.
Okay.
Yeah. And as you're midway along the stairs, you see an armed figure appearing at the end of the stairs, coming out from around the corner. It's not time yet to... So it's time to draw those initiative cards, I would say. I'll have to draw them for you.
Now, I'm just going to put on my lawyer's glasses here. Because I've got, after our last campaign, I got first level lightning fast, which means I get to draw two initiative cards and choose which one I want to have.
Okay. Do you want four or eight? Do you want four or eight?
I'll have four, please.
All right. That means that Odvir goes first, and then Nissel, and then the Rust Brother guard. Jacob, what do you want to do?
I run down.
You want
to... Shut him up.
Okay, because the stairs are quite narrow. But you may make an agility roll to see if you can get past Nissel without knocking him down. Failing will mean knocking him down, though.
Agility and move?
Yeah, agility and move, yeah.
One success.
Okay, that's enough. You get down. That's your fast action. And you're down by the bottom of the stair. What do you want to do?
So what is he doing?
Who? The guard? Drawing his blade.
I claw him. I give him bear's claw to the chest.
Okay. How many willpower points?
Two.
Okay. Make two rolls, please, to see if there's a magic mishap.
Forgot about those.
Two d6s.
Two successes.
Okay. We only count the ones. You want to avoid the ones here.
Oh, yeah, on yeah, yeah, ones. Sure.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, great. Okay. So, yeah, okay. So you bear claw him. Does that mean two damage, or how much damage does that...
Does that mean? Why don't you tell me?
I should tell you?
Yeah. How much is it? Just a second.
Do you want me to look it up? Cat's paw, bear's claw.
Yeah.
Strike and reinforce a great bear. You hit on metal gear, cause damage equal to the power level. Okay? Cannot be parried or dodged, but armor has normal effect. And I rolled for armor, but because I always roll shit, I did not get a success, so 2 points of damage. Okay, that's your turn, Dominic.
Okay,
and don't forget to erase those two willpower points, Jacob.
So I'm gonna loose two arrows at this bastard, and I've got sharpshooter level 3 now, which means I add a d8 to every bow roll, and because I've got fast shooter. Level 3, I can shoot two arrows. So, here's the first large handful. Two successes.
Two successes, and nothing on the D8?
There's a 3 on the D8.
Okay. That's no extra successes. I'm going to roll for armor again. And how much does the bow do damage? How much damage does the bow do?
Two.
Two. You're lucky.
Yeah.
Because that means you take... Do you want to do extra damage with the...
No, sorry. I'm talking rubbish. I'm looking at the bonus. I'm afraid it's one.
It's one? Okay. Then the armor takes away both those hits.
Oh!
It says cling, cling. Okay. But you have another arrow.
I do. All right. Here we go. I can hardly get all these dice in my hand.
I remember. There are too many.
Okay, now then. Oh, crikey. Okay, so 4 successes.
Yeah. Tell me how you bring this normal female Rust Brother down.
The first arrow just goes pinging off the chest armor, but the second arrow, I aim it straight at the throat. And it goes there into the gap between the helmet and the armor, and it's kind of, and the Rust Brother starts choking, and blood starts coming out of her mouth, and then she just falls down on the ground with a horrible gurgling sound coming from her throat.
And as she lies there dying, gurgling, you also hear a clinging of keys, a key ring.
Okay, so I spring forward and look down for where this clinking is coming from. Do I see them?
Yes, you see a set of keys. And as you look up to this room is very small. It's dimly lit by a single lantern, but you see 4 doors that seems to be locked, and as you try the keys in there, indeed you may open these 4 locked doors.
So that's what we do.
Mm? And you see, you see 4 Islander humans, villagers, probably the town guard, or those who were town guard before, and they look up and they see you and they go, no, no more, please, no, no more, no more. We don't know anything about, no.
Hey, settle down now. We're your friends. we've done for the Rust brother who was guarding you. Here, you come out. You can come out. Come and look for yourself.
How are you? Are you hurt in any way?
Yeah, I'm kind of hurt. And another says, yeah, I'm hurt too. And two says, yeah, no, I'm okay.
I want to try and heal them.
Okay. How many willpower points?
No, I'm not using willpower points.
The skill is only for healing critical hits.
Mm-hmm. And that's not the way of...
No, that's when you're broken. You can only heal people who are broken with a healing skill.
Yeah, I understand.
Lucky for you, I looked that up before the session.
Yeah, so I don't have any willpower to heal them with, so...
Okay. Well then, we gotta get out of here fast. They change the guards all the time.
Ah, very well. But look, now we've done you a favour, right? We've saved you any more torture, and we've let you free from here. Now, the summer we need your help with, right? Out there, there's this halfling, and she's going to be killed tonight. She's dangling in a cage. Now we need your help to get her free.
Our help? What can we do?
Your help.
There's so many. They're so strong.
They won't all be here, right? Some will be at their headquarters. We might not look much, right? I'm a bit small, I know, and he's a bit, well, skinny. But there's a bit more to us than meets the eye. As you can see, and he nods down towards the Rust brother, is lying, gurgling, her last on the ground. Mm. So with the four of you as well, I reckon we can get her out, like...
Okay.
And presumably, I look down at this Rust brother. What's the Rust brother armed with?
A sword.
Just one sword. Mm-hmm. Okay.
A broad sword.
Okay.
And there's also a studded leather armor. So one of the guards that seemed a bit more healthy dons the studded leather armor and the open helmet. And takes the broadsword. I'm with you. I want fucking payback. I want them to pay.
I want to try and talk the others into it as well, using manipulation.
Okay. Yes. What do you say?
So, listen, my friends. My name is Otwer. I used to live in this village. This village is. It's a wonderful, wonderful village. And these Rust brothers, they are evil people. And they will haunt you every single day if we don't help out. If you don't help out. If we have to free ourselves from these oppressors. They are dangerous. And I know that. And I want all the best for this village.
Okay, make the roll.
5 plus 1.
Okay.
1 failure.
Mm-hmm.
I want to push the roll.
Okay. No successes.
No.
Okay. He says smiling. He knows it. This means willpower points.
One success.
Okay, and no more failures. So 1 willpower points and 1 damage to empathy. Hmm. Yeah, you managed to persuade the other one who's not hurt, but the other one say, "We'd love to help, but we're too weak. We can't. We don't have any weapons. We can barely stand. We can't help. We would just be cannon fodder. It's just not." We'd be slaughtered.
Right then. So, would you like us to lock you up back in your cell so you can wait there to be tortured again by the Rust brothers when they come back?
Oh, please no. Please no. No, please no. Please no. No, no.
I tell you
no,
what. We could maybe go and sling this dead Rust brother in one of your cells and then they can try and work out for themselves what happened.
Please don't. Please don't.
And then,
well,
and then look at their...
Well, come with us then.
Okay, but we can't help.
You're guards, aren't you? Guards, like it's in the description.
We're
right?
recording Fisher, Fisherman. It's just we're basically watching out for fires.
Can you not use a sword?
I've never swung one with my life at stake.
Oh, any of you?
Yeah, I have. The woman who was the first one to volunteer says. I used to be a caravan guard.
Ah, smashing. Good. Well, there's one anyway. I guess maybe we'll just have to cut
two,
our losses.
Two, says one of them. I remember Odvir. Ah. Remember me, Odvir?
Yeah. Yes.
Bloody great. So Nissel, he takes his own short sword and he holds it by the blade and he prophesies it to the second one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here, take this then. But mind you give it back, like.
Hey, yeah, sure. As soon as I get my own back, I'll give it back to you.
Ah, and, grand. Well, this is starting to feel like a gang, isn't it?
So everybody has a weapon now?
Four of you have weapons.
But not the last one.
Not the last two. You two have weapons, two guards have weapons, two guards are injured and do not have weapons.
Okay. So Nissel, he asks these two, he says, how often do they change the guard down here, like? Do you know how long we've got?
I don't know. I don't keep track. I have no idea. Yeah, I'm going to make a random roll now, and if I roll a one, you'll hear a door opening. Mm. You'd not hear a door opening. And you don't know how long it will take before you will hear a door opening.
Let's go.
Okay.
Where to?
Well, upstairs, mm-hmm, to the front of the town hall where we can look out of the window and, mm-hmm, see how the land lies without exposing ourselves.
Okay. Making another random roll here to see if there happens to be a patrol around. Just this moment, there doesn't seem to be any patrol within sight. Patrols within sight.
Okay, so now we're looking out with intent.
Yes, and you're about 30 feet from the cage, from the doors opening, okay, to the cage. It's about 30 feet.
So Nistel is looking and he's appraising, right? Mm-hmm. This scaffold, I mean, how tall is it, for instance?
It's basically just four poles that are dug into the ground and angled, and where they meet, there's a rope tying them together, and from the rope, there's a rope going down, and from that rope hangs the steel cage.
So the steel cage is really kind of almost at ground level.
It's well above your head, but Odvi could reach it if he stretches up.
Okay. And so Nissel, he's peering at the cage. Mm-hmm. What does he see in terms of a lock?
There seems to be a lock there, of course, yeah.
Yeah, mm. Yeah. Okay. Right then, so, what are we going to do? I mean, there's nobody out there now, there's no time like the present.
I will add, though, that your keychain, the key ring, holds five keys, two keys. One key was for the four doors down below, one key is for the door to the town hall.
Okay.
Just so you don't think that you don't suppose that you have the key for the cage.
Yeah. Hmm? Okay. Right, so, I mean, there's nobody out there now, right, Odwyr? And you two? It's like, we could go for it now, we run over there, we're going to get that cage down, and then I can try and pick the lock quick-like.
Yes.
And then we bugger off with that halfling.
We send up Ilyana to watch out.
Do you have her with you inside the house?
Maybe not. I think she's outside, so I need to call her.
Okay. Do you do that now from inside, or do you wait till you get outside, or?
I wait till we get outside.
Okay.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. All right. How do you want to do this?
Yeah, okay. So, thing is, right, how are we going to get that cage down? I mean, I can try and shoot arrows at it and bring it down. Like, it's just tied with a rope, like. It's yeah. possible.
If I can reach it, I might be able to cut it off.
You won't be able to reach it to cut it off. Okay. You will either have to shoot the rope off, as Nissel says. That will take two successes. I will take two successes for that. Or you could chop the poles, which is, basically a melee attack on each pole.
Or climb up the pole, right? Because Nissel, as we know from Windwood, for instance, is very good at climbing. Climb up the pole, slice the rope, duff.
Yeah, that's another option, of course. Of course.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's the option that I put to Odweir and the other two.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you reckon?
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
Well, let's bloody get on with it then, right? Before we change our minds.
Yeah.
Hmm?
So we unlock the door, and because Nissel is going to be doing the business end of things, he doesn't wait for the other three. He just runs as fast as he possibly can, streaks across to the poles and starts to climb up one of them.
Okay, move roll then, please, unless you had some kind of talent for that.
Well, he's a talented kind of guy, you know.
Too bad Karskenfoot's boots are on Alira out on the ship.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, damn it. Okay. Okay.
Can I help him?
Here we go.
Yeah, you can help him. You can give him a shove and basically... Yeah.
Sort of blow me from behind.
Yeah. So I was going to give you a modification, a minus modification, but the help from Odvir equals that out. So just make a straight up move roll.
What was the minus modification going to be
for? Climbing up a pole and you have gear on you. Are you going to leave your weapons? Are you going to leave... I mean, just one.
Okay. All right. Anyway, excellent. So I don't need to do that because we've got his help. Here we go.
That's a lot of dice.
It is, but it's only one success.
One's all you need to get up there. Mm. So you pull out a knife, you cut the rope, and Ingela...
Yeah.
Serenella, she sees a goblin rushing out from the town hall, swiftly climbing up, or rather, not so swiftly. It takes him a while, and it's not very agile at it. But he does get up, and as he gets up, he pulls out a knife and looks at you as he cuts the rope. Do you want to say something first, Dominic, or
you might have a bit of a bump,
and then chook.
Poof. Okay, tanks.
And the steel cage drops 5 feet and just... No, sorry, 7 feet. Just drops down.
Oh, that's quite a long way.
That's quite a long way, yeah.
Oh.
Were you bracing yourself for the drop, Ingela?
I was trying to make myself as small as I could, like a meatball, or you know, just curling myself up so that I would have the impact,
okay.
The softer impact.
So the meatball goes down.
But even shorter than she is, because yeah. She's short as it is.
And you go down, and the cage goes down with a large gring, gring, which echoes in this small town.
Uh-oh. Nissel...
Booger.
Nissel slides back down the pole.
That's what she says.
And he runs to the cage, to the lock, and he takes out his lock picks, and he picks the lock.
You may roll for a sleight of hand. Again, I'm going to roll some perception rolls here for the guards as you do that.
Okay. Do I get any gear die?
Yeah, one gear die. Yeah, one gear die.
Excellent, excellent. That's what I like to hear. Better than nothing. Here we go. What? Not a single success. There are no failures, though.
Okay, do you want to push it?
I certainly do.
This could damage your agility, your ability with a bow.
Yeah, but I mean...
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Two successes.
And no failures.
Well, yeah, I mean, one failure. Now you ask.
Yeah.
One failure.
Well, that's one willpower point as well, so not
yeah,
all bad.
Always look on the...
And all that. Serenella sees this goblin trying a bit and then doesn't really get the lock up. And then after a little while more, it just says click. And you can open the door to the steel cage.
And Serenella looks at him with wide eyes, and she's never seen a goblin like this. She's quite mesmerized by him, and she's still a bit fuzzy in the head from the thump and from the fall. Who are you?
I'm Nissel, and I've come to rescue you. And can you run?
Yes, I can.
Well, that's smashing news. Let's bloody run.
Okay.
And Nissel turns around to see where the others are and to see if it's obvious which is the best way to run out of here without running straight into some Rust Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the other ones have exited the building, and the two that you persuaded to go with you are standing looking outwards out to the town to see if there's someone coming. And one of the injured ones have followed you, but one has run away some other way.
Which way should we run?
You don't see any guards yet, but okay. Since there's complete silence, you hear running feet.
Do we hear where they're coming from?
You may make a perception roll.
Oh, I will.
Where are we now?
You're in the middle of the town square.
Okay. So, do I know? Of course I do. Where is... Delana?
Delana?
Was it?
Yeah.
Delana's house?
Her house is number 9. You just follow the shore, basically, eastwards.
Do we have the map?
Can we have the map up, Doug, maybe? It's you can basically see it. It's I'd say 100 feet away. It's the lone building that is in the bay.
Yeah,
there. That's Delana's house. That's where she lived when you lived here.
So I lead the group in that direction.
I've got one success.
One success.
You're trying to work out where the running feet are coming from?
They're coming from the north, from the other side of the town hall. And Audrey suggests running southeast.
Excellent.
Or starts running southeast, because you said you led the way.
Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, everybody. Let's bugger off sharpish line.
Mm-hmm. Now we get some opposed move rolls to see if you get there before they get inside of you.
Okay.
Because you're running in plain sight for 100 feet.
That's quite a long way.
It is.
Should I roll as well?
Yes, all of you.
Two successes.
One failure. I pushed the roll.
Okay.
One success and two more failures.
Three failures to agility. Do you get broken?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no!
No!
Yeah.
Oh, remind me again, Andreas. So the success is...
Are the sixes?
Are the sixes, and the rest, and the failure is...
Is only relevant in the attribute dice.
Okay.
The skill dice for move does not matter.
Okay.
If there's a one.
Uh-huh, okay.
So, no successes.
So that's only one failure from the
attribute.
The other is three on the three moving dices.
Okay.
Mm. So Isn't it
so? One damage to agility and one willpower point for Odvir, and no successes for Ingela's Serenella. Do you want to push it?
But the other failures, isn't there also?
No, it doesn't matter if you get a one on the skill dice.
Yes, I understand.
Don't I remember that you can share move rolls?
Yes, you can.
Because I've got two, right?
Yeah.
I only need one.
It's an opposed roll, so you need to beat the other ones, what they rolled.
Okay. Well, maybe Ingela should push it.
Yeah, and I realised I didn't do it the... Anyway, yes, I will push it. One success!
One success?
Right.
Okay, so you all get one success, yeah. Dominic gets two. Mm? That means it's a tie. And that means that you are almost at Delana's house when you look behind you and you see that the bat-winged Miskrone is hovering above the town hall and sees you.
They got the prisoner! The prisoner's out! There they are! It's the band of force! To arms! To arms! To arms!
How far away from the house are they?
Are there any boats?
Yeah, of course, there's some boats out.
Okay.
What do you think?
There are some boats moored.
None of us are sailors, are we? Oh, no! Yeah, of course, we've got these guards. It's like they've been telling us that they're just fishermen and all this kind of stuff. they can sail a boat, right?
Yeah, I can sail a boat. I can sail a boat. I can row.
Why don't we jump on a boat, like?
Should we hide on a boat?
I bet they don't have a bloody boat. We don't just hide on a boat. We bloody well run away on a boat.
Yes.
Okay,
let's do
so
it.
You head for a boat and steal a boat, yeah. Basically.
Yes.
Yeah, we do. We steal the fastest looking craft that we can find.
Do you want to have a rowing boat or a sailing boat?
What's the wind like?
The wind is...
Fisherman decide.
The wind... There's almost no wind, actually.
I think you're rowing boat.
I think so.
I'm strong.
All right. So, yeah, you get a fairly large rowing boat. It's maybe 25 feet long. So it's a rather long, big rowing boat. And you pass the ice cleaver on your way out. You pass them in the bay and you go out to the strait. This Miskrone keeps flying and following you, screaming,
okay.
They have a boat! They're going out! They're going out!
How many?
And it's actually throwing spears at you.
Okay.
Throwing spears at
mm-hmm.
us?
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, I'm unarmed.
This is incredible! She has a shitload of dice! Look at this! Look at these! I'm going to try and hold them so you can see which sides were up.
Oh my
I'm not. I roll this crappy all the time! She throws her second throwing spear. Ah, now you're talking, as Nissel would say. Okay, so a random roll to see who it hits. There's eight of you, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, there's only six of you.
But where is...
We're seven of us, right?
Hakkar and Grelf aren't with you. So there's three of you and three of the guards.
Where are they?
Hakkar and Grelf,
yeah, okay.
They were stayed at the inn. You didn't tell them to come with you.
Okay.
Actually, Ingela.
What? Are you killing me off? What's going on?
You've listened to Sweden Rolls playing Forbidden Lands during the Free League Online Showcase. So if you want some video for this episode, go ahead to Free League YouTube channel and you can see us play as well. This was part one of the episode The Prisoner, starring Jakob Hultkans-Hansson, Dominic Kelly and Ingela Lund. Part two will be available shortly. Follow Sweden Rolls on social media and drop us a review on whatever platform you interact with us on. It would help us so much and we really, really, really appreciate it. If you like Sweden Rolls so much that you just can't get enough of us, please consider joining us on patreon.com/SwedenRolls. There we have tons of bonus material for our dear, dear beloved patrons. The music for Sweden Rolls, as always, by myself, Andreas Lundström. Goodbye, and farewell.